18. Galileo and Pendulums, George Gamow. In the Cathedral of Pisa, Galileo was watching a candelabra which was set in motion by the attendant who lighted the candles. The consecutive swings were becoming smaller and smaller as the candelabra was slowly coming to rest. Does the time of each swing become shorter? Galileo asked himself. Having no stopwatch, for this had not been invented at that time, Galileo decided to measure the time of the consecutive swings by counting his own pulse. And, probably to his surprise, he discovered that although the swings were becoming shorter and shorter, their duration in time remained exactly the same. Coming home, he repeated this experiment with a stone tied to the end of a string and found the same result. He also discovered that for a given length of the string, the oscillation period remained the same no matter whether he used a heavy or a light stone in his experiment. Thus, the now familiar device known as a pendulum came into being. Still having one foot in the medical profession, Galileo suggested the use of a pendulum of standard length for measuring the pulse beat of patients. This device, known as the pulsometer, became very popular in contemporary medicine and was the forerunner of the modern white-clad nurse holding the patient's hand and looking at her beautiful wristwatch. But this was also Galileo's last contribution to medical science, since the study of the pendulum and other mechanical devices completely changed the direction of his interests. After some argument with his father, he changed his plans and began to study mathematics and the sciences. For a number of years, his interests were centered in the field of what is now known as dynamics, that is, the study of the laws of motion. Why is the period of the pendulum independent of the size of the swing? Why do a light and a heavy stone attached at the end of the same string swing with the same period? Galileo never solved the first problem, since its solution requires the knowledge of calculus, which was invented by Newton almost a century later. He never solved the second problem, which had to wait until Einstein's work on the general theory of relativity. But he certainly contributed a lot to the formulation of both, if not to their solution. The motion of a pendulum is a special case of the fall caused by the force of gravity. If we release a stone, unattached to anything, it will fall straight down to the ground. If, however, the stone is tied to a string, attached to a hook in the ceiling, it's forced to fall along an arc of a circle. If a light and a heavy stone, attached to a string, take the same time to reach the lowest position, a quarter period of the pendulum's oscillation, then these two stones must also take the same time to fall to the ground after being released from the same height. This conclusion did not agree with the generally accepted opinion of Aristotelian philosophy at that time. According to that, heavy objects fall down faster than light ones. To prove his point, Galileo dropped from the Leaning Tower of Pisa two spheres, one of wood and one of iron, and the unbelieving spectators below saw the two spheres hit the ground at the same moment.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，点儿啊。